Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? Up one minute, down the next? Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, anger can be a real beast sometimes. It sneaks up on us, throws a tantrum, then leaves us feeling drained and regretful. But what if I told you there are strategies, practical tools, to not just manage your anger but actually wield it as a source of strength? That's right, we're diving deep into emotional regulation today because understanding and controlling our emotions is the key to unlocking a happier, more peaceful version of ourselves. Now, before we get started, I want you to remember that anger isn't inherently bad. It's a natural human emotion, a signal that something isn't right. The problem arises when it becomes uncontrolled, destructive, and starts hijacking our lives. Think about it. Ever made a decision in the heat of the moment that you later regretted? Yeah, me too. But here's the good news. We can learn to navigate those stormy waters and emerge stronger on the other side. So, let's break down 5 key strategies that have helped me and countless others tame the anger beast. First up, awareness is everything. It's like being a detective investigating your own emotions. Pay attention to your body. Do you feel tension in your shoulders? A racing heartbeat? This is your body telling you things are heating up. Then, identify your triggers. What situations or people tend to set you off? Knowing your enemies, so to speak, is the first step to defeating them. Next, we've got self-soothing techniques. Think of these as your emotional toolbox for calming down. Deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, even taking a walk in nature. Whatever helps you center yourself and find that sense of calm. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional system. Thirdly, communication is key. When you're feeling angry, it can be tempting to lash out, but take a moment to pause and express yourself constructively. Use I statements instead of blaming others. For example, I feel frustrated when, rather than, you always. This shifts the focus from attack to understanding, opening the door for a more productive conversation. Fourth, let's talk about perspective. Ever notice how our thoughts can amplify our emotions? When you're angry, it's easy to get caught up in a spiral of negativity. But consciously shifting your perspective, focusing on the positive, reminding yourself that this too shall pass, can make a world of difference. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is crucial for emotional regulation. Get enough sleep. Eat nutritious foods. Engage in regular exercise. These are not just buzzwords. They're essential building blocks for a healthy emotional foundation. You know that feeling when you're well rested, energized, and ready to take on the world? That's exactly what we're aiming for. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, surrounded by honking cars and impatient drivers. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and that familiar feeling of anger creeps in. But instead of letting it take over, you remember the strategies we just discussed. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is temporary, and focus on listening to your favorite podcast, me, hopefully. This small shift in perspective can make a world of difference, turning a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today. Notice your anger triggers, practice self-soothing techniques, communicate effectively, shift your perspective, and prioritize self-care. Remember, emotional regulation is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep pushing forward. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about emotional intelligence and create a more compassionate world together. See you in the next episode. 1.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.